Peggy Nichols, and welcome to Serenity, a service for your well-being. Tonight's program revolves around past life regressions, but I'd like to start my program with a true story before we attempt our journey. A few years ago, I assisted a client in a past life regression. But when I do a private session, I am able to see what the client sees. This way I can help guide them through their journey, but I don't want to interpret their visions. It's so important that they see their own lives. In this particular session, the client was able to see herself back in the 1800s in Europe. A beautiful long-haired blonde, slender, wearing elegant jewelry and a long formal gown. She was playing the piano before a large audience. She just soon discovered she was a professional pianist. As she's reliving this segment of her life, her past life, I noticed as she was lying on the meditation table, her hands and fingers moved as if she was playing the piano. After we finished her journey and consciously back into the present, she began to cry. She stated as a child, she pleaded with her parents to get a piano. She so wanted to play, and she still dreams of playing. We discussed how she looked in that life and a lot of other subjects and matters that we journeyed into. But I instructed her to come back the next day because I had something that she really did need to see. Now, a few years ago, before this journey with this lady, I came upon this beautiful large portrait of a woman with blonde hair. She was in a beautiful, elegant gown, playing a grand piano. When my client arrived the next day, I unveiled this painting to her. She stood there and she just stared at it and she just cried. She turned to me and said, "This is me." And she said, "This is me. This is how I looked. That's who I saw in that journey." And I smiled at her and I agreed. And I understood now why I purchased the painting, because it really didn't fit into my decor, but I was just compelled to buy it. But now I know. I understood why I needed to obtain this, because I needed to give this to this client. It belonged to her. So yes, it now hangs on her wall. As she enjoyed her past life regression, I really hope that those who journey will find the same happiness. I recorded this CD that we are about to play a few years ago. I was hoping that this simple format would be a great guiding tool for people who wanted to journey and use it in the privacy of their home. And since I couldn't be there, I figured, well, this would be the next best thing. So, let's listen and journey to what I call Peggy Nichols' past life regression. Welcome to Past Life Regression, The Other Journey. This version is to help target and pinpoint answers you desire. I suggest you listen to the CD first and become familiar and comfortable. Then proceed. After just one or two journeys with this CD, you should be able to successfully go into a past life regression without its assistance. Knowing the proper format then gives you the option to play another CD with soft music that puts you into the right state of mind. Or maybe you prefer complete silence. This is a tool to aid you into a past life. The success depends upon you. Have you found yourself observing your friends and seeing how easy their lives unfold? They're finding love, happiness, wealth, with such little effort. Asking yourself, why not me? Or maybe you see the struggles others have and you find yourself saying, I'm truly blessed. How fulfilled is my life? Many people believe they choose their next life. Think for a moment. Your life? Would you have chosen it? I believe it is your actions in the life you are living that sets the format for your reincarnations. This past life regression is for the purpose of answering a specific question, going directly back to a life or lives to obtain your answer. For example, who was my first soulmate? Did I abuse money in a past life, and that's why I struggle now? Did I have the same health issues then? The person I seem to struggle the hardest with, am I repaying karma? What did I do? In this regression, you may be taken back not only into one life, but another, that are needed to give you a complete understanding and answer. You're seeing the repetitive actions, people, illness, or lessons. Remember watching the Christmas Carol? How Scrooge observed his past actions with the ghost of the Christmas past. Just bits and pieces of his actions to give him the understanding needed. This is much like what you will experience. You too will follow the direction your guide gives you. Let's prepare. Place a glass of water on the stand near your bed, along with pen and paper. You will be needing these at the end of your journey. It's always best to write when it's fresh in your mind. As if you were retiring for the day, you've turned off all the lights, the phone. You don't want any distractions while you sleep, as you don't want them as you do a past life regression. Before you lie down, you need to ask for permission to journey into the other realm. Stand, arms to your sides, or cross them over your heart. Address who you believe to be the higher power, God, Father, Mother, the Divine. Ask your request. For example, may I journey into the life that I may see why I struggle with money, love, health. Be very specific. If your body moved or bent forward, a yes was given. If you moved or bent backwards, a no was given. You may just hear your answer. Do not attempt to journey if a no was given. You will find yourself being blocked. Save yourself the frustration. Just ask again in a few days. When a yes is given, go and lie down. Ask for protection. Seeing, feeling a warmth around you. Feel as if your blanket is a shield which keeps you safe. Let's breathe in deeply. Exhale. Again. Again. Let go of the stress, the issues of your day. Don't block yourself. Ask for clarity that your higher self, the third eye, will assist you. Keep repeating your question in your mind. You may come to feel as if you are in a dream, as you find yourself at an entrance. A guide will be present. Together, you will enter into the realms of the past, your past. Remember, you are returning to obtain an answer. This journey may take you into one, two, or more past lives. Follow the direction the guide gives you. If you have entered alone, no guide was given. Follow the energy. Watch. Observe. The answer you seek is coming. Be patient. You may see a segment of a life, then instantly, as if a blink of an eye, you find yourself in a totally different scenario. Only glimpses of a particular life. Stay focused. Pay attention to all that's around you. Feel the vibrations of the people you encounter. In each segment lies your answers. Like Scrooge, finding himself awakening in his bed, you may feel completely present in yours, returning from a dream. The guide who assisted you, or the guards and protectors of the doorways, will securely close the opening you traveled through, keeping separate the energies of the two realms. Gather yourself. Wait a few moments before you try to stand. You may feel a little lightheaded. Drink some water. Refresh yourself. Upon the paper, draw columns. And each, write down all that you recall from your journey. The columns help to separate each life so you don't become confused. For example, in one journey you were a man, but possibly you were a female in another. Compare the things that repeat in each life. You may discover more than the one answer you were seeking. Rediscovering yourself through past life regression can bring you joy, happiness, excitement. But it can also cause discomfort when seeing yourself doing an unkindly act and maybe realizing it is karma you are repaying in this life. Seeing you carried a life lesson into the present and still struggling with it. You can't change the past, but having access to it may allow the answers needed to fill in those gray areas of oneself. You are the star in this performance called life. The role you choose, be a hero, villain, liar, saint, a keeper of promises, or one who breaks them, you have free will. If you believe you have a hand in writing your next life, I truly hope you will write and act out a story that, as it's being watched by those who walk this earth and watch from the heavens, may your performance bring a standing ovation. There are many benefits for doing a past life regression. One of them is understanding a physical ailment you may have been plagued with and possibly resolving that issue. An example, I did a past life regression on a client who came to me stating for years she had throat problems. She had gone to many doctors, but they could never find any solutions. There was no physical evidence, for why she was having, her pain and discomfort. She herself kind of began to believe that, maybe this was all mental. But a dear friend of hers encouraged her to come and see me. And really having nothing to lose, she decided to take a journey. In her past life, she found herself back in the Old West, but here she was a man. When she came into her vision, she was instantly upon a horse, the hands tied behind the back, and there was a noose, a rope around the neck. The rope was placed over a large limb of a tree. There was a man standing at the back of the horse with his hand raised as he was getting ready to slap it on its rear. At that moment, I stopped the journey because it looked as if the horse was going to be running off, leaving him swinging and hanging to death. I feel it's very dangerous and disturbing to anyone to see their demise. So when I come into a journey with someone and this issue will occur, we'll stop the journey. Then after bringing her back into her full consciousness, and after her regaining her composure, the client stated, "I truly believe, this is a reason of my throat problems. I came with this issue from my last life." We discussed it and the possibilities of it and how people do bring ailments and disturbances with them from one life to another, especially if it's something that was tragic or sudden or unjust. She called me some short period of time later and to tell me that she no longer had the pain and discomfort in her throat. So dealing with that issue, seeing what she truly felt caused the problem, it left her. This is just one example of so many I have experienced with assisting those in past life regressions. I can't say that this type of session is the answer for everybody, but it can be a great avenue. Remember, when you journey, you see through your third eye. It's much like the vision you have when you are dreaming. Here your eyes are closed, but it's still as clear as you were looking through your own eyes when you wake up. And so remember, when you journey, it's easier when you close your eyes. Let your third eye become awake. Let your senses guide you, and you'll just be amazed at just how actually easy it is to journey. I believe people, souls, travel together from one life to the next. Our gender may change, and we may not come in at the very same time, but we will be drawn together. It's an amazing energy. It's like magnets that will come together due to karma or promises. These are bonds between people and our souls. Just think for a moment. Have you ever said to someone, "I will love you forever"? Well, forever is the key word here. Or maybe you said, "I promise I'll always be there for you." Here again, the key word is always. This is an energy. energy is like infinity. So I caution people, be careful what you say. Be careful what you promise, because it is a bond. You know, how do you go back and grab that energy and pull it back? Now, in another discussion and program, we'll talk about asking spirit to release you from karmic debt, if possible, or a promise. But that's for another program. Countless times I've had clients say, when I met my husband, or maybe their wife, I just knew they were my soulmate. Haven't you met someone for the first time and you thought, I know you? Going back into your past can allow you to see just what role that person or persons may have had in your life. But I caution people, you know, only do past life regressions when you really feel the need for an answer. I don't want you to get caught up or lost in your past life, maybe wishing you were back there, you know, becoming now dissatisfied with your present because maybe now you're not famous, rich, or even as happy as you saw yourself in a past life. I feel so fortunate that I can go back in time so easily. There are times when I just touch someone's hand or hear their voice or, you know, give them a hug. It's like these flashes, these visions just come streaming in. Roughly five and a half years ago, I had a client come into my shop. It was called Serenity. This person wanted an aura chakra reading. Well, here I place my hands above your chakras and I can read your energy, your life. It's really so wonderful because here I can help people that have had issues or dramas that occurred in early timelines where they tucked it away and they don't remember it. So when I can maybe see something that happened to them when they were 5, 10, or that locked up horror, you know, they can now move forward and be free from that. When I placed my hands over this client's third eye, I found myself opening the doorways to his past lives. Well, I have to tell you, I was kind of taken back when I saw myself, not in just one, but several of his past lives. And souls remember souls. Your soul is always going to identify when you see yourself in those past lives. No matter what your gender, you're going to always recognize yourself. So now I'm thinking, what do I say to this client? Well, I decided not to say a word. Well, I guess maybe I should say until about 6 months later when we decided to start dating. By then he knew there was a past connection. And I have to admit, this month we'll be celebrating our 4th wedding anniversary. Here, once again, keeping our promise to one another, that promise that we brought from our past life. Well, I'm sure each and every one of you out there listening have run across meeting a person and it was like you instantly had a distaste for that person, and you know, and just instantly like the back of your hair went up and you and your heart pounding and anger came over you, and this is a stranger, but you instantly had a disliking. Well, 9 times out of 10, I'm here to tell you, that person did a real injustice to you in a past life. And hopefully karma will resolve itself. But In those incidents, I usually say turn and run like the wind and get away from them. But on a lighter side, how awesome it is to meet friends, family, loved ones from our past. And I want to share this story because this person is very near and dear to my heart. Roughly 4, 4 and a half years ago, this young lady and her mother came into my store, again, Serenity. And as they stood there and I'm approaching to talk to them, I just noticed how sad the mother seemed. And I later told her, "You just seem like a broken soul." But from that moment, I just felt of opening my arms and just embracing more the mother than the daughter. I was just drawn that I needed to help her. And here we are, 4 years later, and there's probably not a day that goes by that we don't talk to one another. We've been working together. I call her my little grasshopper because she's been a wonderful student, learning to embrace her love, her self-love, learning to tap into these wondrous gifts that she has. And I'm so proud to see her grow and develop into this amazing medium who has such a beautiful gift of talking, connecting with spirits from the other side. And she now aiding and helping others. But getting back to like the past life, she called me about a year ago, and she says, "I now understand our bond, our connection in this life." She had told me she had journeyed and she had seen where it was a very horrible time in this life, and I entered into it. And I promised her I would always be there for her, I would always help her. And as for now, we both are weeping, and she says, "Here you are in this life, keeping that promise and helping me now." Well, my little grasshopper, if you are listening, I can only say that fulfilling my promise came very, very easy for you. And I just want to say thank you for all the good work that you're doing and assisting others that so need your guidance, your help, because of the beautiful gift that you are now using with full force. And for the records, I love you. Remember, sometime in the very far future, you may be reflecting on this life. Carefully write this chapter. Be conscious of your promises and your karma, the debts that you make. So, meeting up once again with a person or persons, embrace them with love and not let it be with anger or with hatred. My next program will be discussing eating for your blood type. What we put in our mouths, in our bodies, does make a difference. So hopefully you'll listen, get a pad and pencil. I want to give you a lot of information for those do's and don'ts for A and B blood types, and O's, of course. So until next time, I hope you will journey. And if you don't succeed that first time, don't get discouraged. Go back and try again. please visit my website, serenitypegginichols.com, and also visit my second site. It's called DaVinciChannelledArt.com. That'll be a subject we'll be discussing in the near future. Channeling is just amazing, and how spirits come through and use a subject, a person in this life, for their paintings, their imprinting of messages. So that'll be coming up in the future. So again, until next time, good night.